Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Which kind church believe? Waiting this man they preach. It is the voice of the seventh angel. It is not my message. It is what he told us. I am re-echoing it. There's nothing new I am saying. It is the summons of that same man, William Marion Braham. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the truth. That is a midnight cry. And what is dangerous about it is that, according to that parable, when they went to look for the oil, what happened? The bridegroom came. And the door was closed. Hey! Therefore, it is dangerous to be a virgin and yet be foolish. You are sincere, but where did your sincerity take you to without revelation? The door was closed. And after it closed, you now come, you begin to knock. When will you begin to knock? The rapture has taken place. No more salvation for the Gentiles. The only thing left for them, for the foolish virgin, is that they now pay with their blood. They form part of those groups in Revelation chapter 20 verse 4. They pay with their blood. Because by the time the rapture strikes, the Antichrist will now manifest. Church, those bride of Jesus Christ that will go in the rapture, they will not be part of the tribulation. Because according to this Bible, tribulation will strike after the rapture has taken place 3.5 years gone. We are already enjoying in heaven there with the Lord. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. You'll be there for 10,000 years. Eternity, the joy of being eternity. 10,000 years, you are still singing Amazing Grace. There is a song that angels cannot sing. Oh, Amazing Grace, how sweet a song. There is a song that angels cannot sing. Oh, Amazing Grace, how sweet a sound. Church, there are some songs that angels cannot sing. 10,000 years, we are still rejoicing. You know, I say, I wish God will allow a window in heaven, so that we can peep and see these unbelievers, how they suffer for hell. Oh yes, so that you will appreciate heaven the more. Because they will burn in fire. All those sisters that I said they should stop wearing trousers, they say it doesn't matter. Can there be a window, Lord, that can see them? So that they can see my face. Now maybe this. Now me, oh, I told you, sister. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God you have been true and live above our sin, then for us there will be a meeting. But there's going to be a greeting. I will see you in the rapture some sweet day. I will see you at the meeting in the air. There we are, blessed Savior, we'll live our reign forever. I will see you in the rapture, some sweet day. To
my loved ones, let me say, there will surely come a day when the Lord will come again and catch his bride away. So get ready now to meet him, and with hallelujah greeting, I will see you at the rapture, some say.
See you in the rapture.
Oh, see you
in the rapture. I will see you in the rapture.
I will see you at the meeting in the air. May we God bless the Savior.
We will live and reign forever.
I will see you in the rapture, some say. This world is not my home. I'm just a passenger. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels may call me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you.
If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do?
The angels beg of me from heaven's open door. And I can't
be at home
in this world. Glad that he brought me out of that error. That's the truth. Because I would have been answering Reverend Dr. Bishop Most Apostle Moses Alu. And when you call me Brother Moses, I go vex for you. Ordinary brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I used to say, Brother Moses and Pastor Moses, which one links me to you better? Eh? No, it's true now, Moses. You be Moses, I be Moses. If I call you Brother Moses, you call me Brother Moses, and you call me Pastor Moses, which one relates better to you?
Brother Moses.
So if you call me Brother Moses, why should I be angry? I will only be angry because I'm not your brother. Hallelujah. Everyone that is born the same blood with you, what do you call him? Brother. If he's president, why will you call him? Brother. If he's a minister, governor, why will you call him? Other people will say his excellency. Why will you call him? Brother. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The truth is, I am your brother, joined together by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is the truth. You see, that is what the spirit of error crept into the church. But God raised this man. In Matthew chapter 2, let me close on that and we pray. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ was born, wise men from the east saw his star. Praise the Lord. Wise men from the east saw his star. They saw that star and they knew that that star was the star of a king. Why were they called stars? Hey, time don't go. Why were they called wise men? What made them wise? They were wise because they were astrologers. They were in the business of studying the stars, the movement of the stars. Why? Because they know that every movement of a star there speaks of something happening on earth. That is why they are called wise men.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So they were knowledgeable on things happening on earth by the signs that were in the sky. And as they were busy studying the stars, suddenly they saw a star that looked different from other stars. And they know anytime that type of star appeared, it is the star of a king. The star is not the king, oh. They know better. They did not worship the star, oh. They saw that star. And when that star was sure, they had taken notice of him. What did he do? To confirm to them who he is, that he is the star of a king. He started moving. They knew where he was going. He was taking them somewhere. Amen. Let me make this another comment. They were following that star. And the star went towards Jerusalem. And instead of them to keep their eyes on the star, they say, it means it must be a Jewish king. They stop looking at the star. They enter Jerusalem. And instead of watching the star, they started asking, where is the king? If there is a star, the king must know. Because there are supposed to be wise men in his palace. The Bible said the star disappeared. And when they finished all they did there with King Herod, Herod said they should bring books and find out, is there anything that is supposed to happen like that? Yes, there's a king that is supposed to be born. And they open the Bible and they say he's supposed to be born in Bethlehem, Judea, according to the prophecy in the Bible. He told them, okay, let them go. When they see, let them bring word again to him. The Bible says as soon as they left Jerusalem, the star appeared again. Hey! Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So many of you have come here and heard the message. And to confirm whether what you are hearing is the truth, you will go to your geo to ask him. What will your geo tell you? If you go and say, ask your geo, I went to one bride assembly, they talk of William Branham. Who is he? They'll say, those Brahamites. Hey, don't go near them. Hey, don't go near them. Oh, don't go near. Why did you go there? Look. And then you say, hey, I talk. If there is a revelation like that, if there is a man like that, my children must know. He's a bishop. Praise the Lord. Church, hallelujah. Every preacher is a star. Every minister that you know is a star. There are local stars and there are international stars. Hallelujah. Wise men are busy studying these stars that we see on television every day. With branches all over the world, big followership, gigantic programs, big ministries. Some of them, even the president of Nigeria goes to kneel down before them to pray for them. Big stars, and they're all stars. A star gives out some form of light. And everyone has the light they are holding. One light or the other that they are holding on to. All of them said, I am called of God. Mighty miracle signs and wonders. But wise men from the east. How many of them here? How many of them? Put down your hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody asked me. He said, how is it possible for a Hausa man to come to Lagos and pastor a church that is predominantly Igbo people? I What happened? How manage? And there is a big Igbo church by his side. Wise men from the east. Wise men from the east. Hallelujah. They saw a northern star. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wise men begin to study, and I'm among them. Study those stars. There was a robot. It's a star. There was Billy Graham. It's a star. There's T.L. Osborne. It's a star. And you know all of them. One by one. Or a robots and all of them. Locally here, there was a Dahosa. Hallelujah. They are all stars. Yes, in Nigeria. In fact, it's international now. T.B. Joshua. Oh, yeah, they come. Adeboye. Kumuyi. Who again? You know them. Okonkwo. Papa. Oriche Jafo. Mwaka. They are all stars. Giving out one form of light or the other. But suddenly, we saw a star. William Marion Braham. We caught that star. We discovered that that is the only star. All these other ones are mentioned. It's the same thing they are talking about. All of them ordained their wives. All of them are Trinitarians. All of them have headquarters and branches. All of them answer one on scriptural title or the other. But it is one man. He began to sound different from the rest. All of them. If the Pope of Rome comes to Nigeria now, all of them will go and line up to receive him. But this man stood. William Brown stood and said that the Pope of Rome is the Antichrist spoken of in the Bible. And he proved it from the Bible. He's the only one that said you must not ordain women pastors. He's the only one that told the women to dress like women. And stop palming their hair. And stop wearing earrings. And stop wearing trousers. He's the only one that said they should stop those paintings. He was an American. He's the only one. I spoke against all those headquarters thing and all those titles people are bearing. And then with all that, he had the vindication that no preacher has had. That picture you see with the halo of light upon his head. That light there was the same denominations that called him in a meeting that God had told him they were coming anyway. They brought their own photographer to cover the occasion when they were arguing that he was preaching heresy in America. 400, like 400 prophets of Baal. He called his, or they called him. And when he came to the pulpit, and he told them, let anybody bring your Bible and tell me one doctrine that I preach that is contrary to the Bible. None of them could stand up. The photographer, the last exposure he had to snap him. When he went to develop the film, all the ones he snapped that day, blank. Only this one with this light on top. And when they brought it to him to see, he said, this is the light he has always seen since he was 7 years old. And he brought us back to the Bible, what that light signifies. In Exodus chapter 13, he led the children of Israel out of Egypt by day a pillar of cloud, and by night a pillar of light. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Apostle Paul, on his way to Damascus, was struck by a light. That same light that struck Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, hallelujah, heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he asked him, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. So that light was the angelic presence of God. They say it's a lie. It is a light, a reflection on sin. They took it to the FBI laboratories, to the director of questionable documents. It is documented there for everybody to hear. And what did he do? He looked at it through all his gadget and gave a statement that this is the picture, the first picture of a supernatural object. It is hanging today in the American Hall of Religious Fame as the first supernatural object. When it was time for the opening of the seals, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, in 1963, seven angels came to him to tell him it was time for the opening of the seals, Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 6. The seven seals there that was laying there, no preacher has been able to preach what it means. Seven angels came and told him to go back, that it is time. He preached that in 1963. As those angels were going back, they reached a certain distance up there and they formed a mystery cloud. And that cloud, a photographer of a magazine snapped that photograph, and the next day it was talk of the town, a mystery cloud over the city of Arizona in America. And when he saw it, he said, this is the angels that came, they formed it. He saw it, and as he was looking at it, the Holy Ghost told him that he should turn the picture clockwise. When he turned it, it was the face of the Lord Jesus Christ hanging up there. The sign of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this is a reproduction. I have seen the closest to the original. When you see it, you see his eyes, and that is his hair, white. Just exactly, Daniel saw it, and John saw it also in Revelation chapter 1. That's how it is. If you look at it, you see the eye, you see the nose, and you see the hair. You see the forehead. You see everything there. Jesus Christ appeared as a sign of his soon coming. That's why we have it at our pulpit, to remind the whole world the sign that God has given to this age about the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sign around in earth and heaven. Open on the starry sky, God's faithful witnesses declare. They declare that the coming of the Savior is coming soon. Is coming soon. Rejoice. We welcome his return. It may be morning, it may be night or noon. We know he's coming soon. That is the sign of the soon coming of the Lord. See it in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. The sign of the coming of the Lord. They will see it in the sky. This age, he showed it to vindicate that man's ministry. We saw this message. We saw that that is the only star that brought us back to Christ, the Word. That is the only ministry that brought us to the Word and got us heaven bound in his teachings. Oh, church, I believe with the whole of my heart that the hour has come. Very soon, things things will begin to take shape, that what we are saying will become meaningful to some people. I'm telling you, if you have decided to serve the Lord, you have not made a wrong decision. And if you have decided to put the world aside and be serious and follow the rugged path of Christianity, you are wise. Don't be foolish and be taken away by the cares of this world. While you get ourselves comfortable, while we get ourselves to get food, to eat, to be comfortable on earth, don't take your mind away from the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The rapture has started, because it starts with a shout. The shout enables you to move to the next stage, which is the voice of the archangel. That is Revelation chapter 10, producing the seven thunders. I have no time to go for that now. And after the thunders will soon sound. God will raise men. They are the seven thunders. They will hear something in the spirit that they will echo out. And that's why Revelation chapter 12, chapter 22, verse 17 says, the spirit and the bride say, come. Because this is the hour for it. He that heareth, say, come. He that is athirst, come and drink of the water of life freely. This is the time for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is anybody angry with me? If you are angry, wave your hand. If you are angry, if there is anything at all, you should be happy that you have opportunity to hear the type of gospel that Satan has covered. To make sure people don't hear it, because this is the only thing you can hear that can make you heaven bound in your thoughts, in your life. If I tell you, all of you will become millionaires tomorrow, it will never give you a soul searching, you know, spirit. But if I prove to you in the Bible that, see, when Christ, the gospel turned to the Gentiles, it is not going to stay forever. How long will it stay? It's in the Bible. It will stay for 2 days. Hosea chapter 6 verse 2. 2 days it will be with us. 2 days there is 2,000 years. Counting from AD 70, counting from that time until now, using the Jewish calendar of 30 days in a month, 360 days in a year, count it and see how many days, how many years left out of the 2,000 years before the gospel will go back. You see? And yet, the days are drawing nearer, and people are still saying that they are receiving commission from God to make their God's people millionaire. In Daniel chapter 9, the Bible says that Daniel was in Babylonian captivity, and according to the Bible, he understood by books. He understood by books. That is, he was studying. What was Daniel studying? Daniel and all the other Jews were in a captivity that was as a result of their disobedience. God gave them over to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, for them to stay there for 70 years. That means they were not to stay there forever. But of all the Jews that were in captivity, it was only Daniel that woke up one day and said, come, we are not supposed to be here forever. He began to study by the books, from the books. He to find out, when was that prophecy given? When? How long was the prophecy? Say 70 years. When did the captivity start? By the time he was calculating it, he discovered they had spent 68 years. How many more years left? 2 2 years left. 2 years left for them to go back to their land. Then you come and start teaching Daniel prosperity in Babylon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After catching that revelation, all his mind will now be in Jerusalem. By the rivers of Babylon, there is a God. And there we remember. Oh, we remember Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, there we stop. The time they could sing, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It is then they began to know they're in a strange land. The wicked carried us in captivity. This world is not our home. We are ambassadors. One of these days, there is a country far beyond the starry sky. There is a city where there never comes a night. If we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. Yes, sir. It's a city where the Lamb is the Lamb. Hallelujah. In the city where the Lamb is the Lamb. Of sunshine, but we know that the sun will shine upon us now so bright. Yes, sir. We'll be changed to clouds and rain until we go. Oh, yes, to that city where the Lamb is alive. Hallelujah. In that city where the Lamb is alive. Mansion over there, and we free from toil. Oh, I am going where the Lamb is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's our hope. See, I come from a Muslim background. And I know, I appreciate salvation more than many of you here. Because I turn and I look at the whole family, all of them going to hell. But God brought me out. Hey! No matter how I preach to them, they look at me as you are a renegade. You left your religion, got another religion. That's the way they look at it. They see it only as a religion. That's why my own kind of Christianity is different from so many other ministers I know of in this country. They are preaching for what they will get from the gospel. I am preaching in appreciation of what the Lord has done for me. I am paying back to him for what he has done for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what I will do to show him that I appreciate him for saving me. What can he give me better than eternal life? The best thing any human being can get, he has given it to me. Eternal life. And it goes with peace. Peace. Peace of mind. Hallelujah. Peace in my spirit. Peace. Hypertension can't catch me as a result of thinking. Whether I have or I don't have, all is well. All is well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whether I have or I don't have, all is well.
All is well. We have heard the message, Shalom. All is well. There is a place of perfect rest. We have the inner bed. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well.
Oh, all is well.
All is well.
Say it, all is well.
All is well.
Whatever your condition, all is well.
All is well. There is a place. There is a place above the breast, behind the inner bed. So rest, little bride, rest. All is
well. Where peace like a river attended my way.
When sorrow like sea billows roll. Whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to know, in this world,
it is well. How many people here want to experience this joy I have? Amen. Hallelujah. How many people say amen? How many people want to experience this joy? This joy. This joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at me. Look at me. I am 53 years old now. January 16, I became 53 on earth here. I don't get money. That's why kidnappers can't come my area. They know. You know, hear that brother said, then they find information first. Then they get information. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't get it now. Pastor of a church like this, still living in rented house. In fact, Thomas, I tell you, say they give me quick notice. You are aware? I don't tell you. They don't sell my house, so the new owner came. They first offered it to me, whether I feel bad, I say, I don't fit, cannot get the money. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I should be frustrated, my coursemates are major generals now in the military. I should be saying, oh, see all of them enjoying. And see me here, up to now. Even house of my own, I never came for Lagos. I should be so feeling so frustrated. But when I see those major generals, and I stand before, they begin to admire me. They say, Moses, what's happening? What's the secret? See the way you look. See the way you look. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It fed each at
late. Jesus is my friend. Every day, Jesus. Jesus, he's the owner of my soul.
Whenever you hear me talk about Jesus,
he's